Psalm 23, verse 1 says, "The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. He restoreth my soul. He leadeth me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. For thou art with me, and thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of mine enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil. My cup runneth over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever." I want to look at that first, that last verse again before we pray. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord. Let's pray. Our Heavenly Father, Lord, I pray for your Holy Spirit to take over now, especially in every heart here present. Lord, I don't know their hearts. I can't see through, but you do. And Lord, you know mine, Father, and my desire here today is to help, to encourage, to be a blessing, to strengthen, to feed, edify, to win the lost. God, whatever need is here today, I pray that through your Spirit, through your Word, you would meet that need. Father, would you please overcome us now with a holy hush that we might listen on purpose to your still small voice. Please remove all distractions from here, from the junior church area, from the Spanish department, from the nursery, Lord, everything, everybody that's in this building. Please, I pray, God, that you would take control now. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Please be seated this morning. I want to preach to you this morning on dwelling in the house of God. As we read verse 6, many times we see that as future tense, and it is. If you are saved this morning, you have heaven to look forward to.
Amen.
If you are saved this morning, truly born again the Bible way, you will dwell, you will live, you will reside in the house of the Lord in heaven forever. But I also want to turn our focus and our attention this morning, just for a few minutes, on the fact of what I just mentioned to you before we dismiss the children. The Bible tells us in 1 Timothy that this also is the house of God, the house of the Lord, the church.
Amen.
David was a shepherd boy. David, before he was king, was a shepherd for his dad's sheep. He knew what it was to live out in the pastures with the sheep, day and night. He knew and he understood the relationship between a sheep and its shepherd. Here in Psalm 23, David, the psalmist, under the inspiration of the Holy Spirit, is using his vast experience as a shepherd to beautifully illustrate to you and to me, listen, what a healthy Christian life is all about.
Amen.
Would you say this morning that you are a healthy Christian? Now, I'm not talking about your body. I'm talking about your spirit. Would you say, honestly, do you really believe that you have a spiritually healthy Christian life? And if you do, Psalm 23 is going to describe your life. A saved man, a saved woman, following the Lord. Is it that simple, preacher? It really is.
Amen.
That simple. Yet so profound. Yet so seemingly elusive to so many people. A saved man, born again, washed in the blood of the Lamb, following Jesus Christ, the Amen. Shepherd. That's a healthy Christian life. That's a wholesome Christian life. And he concludes the psalm here in verse 6 with what most would consider, again, a reference to heaven. I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. But again, the Bible tells us that the house of God is also the church. The same terminology in 1 Timothy 3:15. The house of God, the church of the living God, is a pillar and the ground of the truth. So in thinking about Psalm 23 from the perspective of the church, we can safely say, listen to me, that a healthy Christian who is following the Lord is going to dwell in the house of the Lord forever.
Amen.
Church. Church. Where would I be without the house of God?
Amen.
I thank God for the house of God.
Amen.
Look at Psalm 84, verse 10. I want to show you something. Psalm 84, verse 10. If you're right with God, this is your testimony in verse 10 of Psalm 84. A day in thy courts is better than a thousand. I remember some. There's some sayings out there today. A bad day fishing is much better than a good day at work. You understand? Or whatever it is you like to do is your hobby. Whatever your favorite thing is to do. A bad day and doing what I like to do is better than a good day doing what I hate to do. But in reality, as a Christian, listen to me this morning, a day in thy courts, the courts of God, the house of God, a day in church is better than a thousand outside of church.
Amen.
I had rather be a doorkeeper in the house of my God than to dwell in the tents of wickedness.
Amen.
I'd rather have one day as a doorkeeper in the house of my God than ever for any amount of days dwell, live, reside. Remember, we're talking about dwelling in the house of the Lord. Now he's comparing it to dwelling in the tents of wickedness. By the way, notice the difference. A house and a tent. I don't care how big your house is. I don't care how much money you've put in your house. I don't care how fancy your hallways are. Listen to me. It ain't nothing compared to the house of God. Glory to God.
Amen.
You can dwell in that tent. That's all it is a tent. Because it's going to blow over one day. It's going to be gone. But the house of God will stand forever. No, not this building. But the house in the heavens, the house of God will stand forever. The Bible tells us, listen, that the new Christians in Jerusalem met daily in the temple. They met daily in the temple. They met daily house to house and in the temple. Now go back to Psalm 23. There was something about this relationship that David had with his Savior. And it had a lot to do with the sheep and the shepherd, as I said. Why would someone, listen to me, be so dedicated to be in church all the time? Why would someone like David or me or you, why would they get, how can you get to a point? What is so special about the house of the Lord? Psalm 23, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. Notice these pronouns. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. He restoreth my soul. He leadeth me in the paths of righteousness for His name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for Thou, God, pointing directly to God, art with me. Thy rod, Thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of my enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil. My cup runneth over. Listen to me. The one main reason that church is so special and that you ought to understand how valuable it is because when you're in here, listen to me, you're focused on the shepherd.
Yeah, that's good.
Focused on the shepherd. the Lord. I'm talking about Jesus. I'm talking about our Savior. I'm talking about the one who shed His blood for your soul. I'm talking about the one who laid down His life. And listen, when you come to the house of God, the focus is no longer on the old wicked world and the heartaches and pain, but it's on the glorious Shepherd of our souls.
Amen. That's right.
See, around here, you won't come to a church function around here without being forced to be focused on Jesus. And that's the way it should be.
Amen. That's right.
And if that bothers you, then you ain't a healthy Christian.
Amen.
And I'm not trying to be unkind. I'm telling you one thing. You ought to understand what the psalmist is saying here today is that I was the one wandering aimlessly in the wilderness, but now the glorious Shepherd, Jesus Christ, has found me. Amen. He left the 99 and He went into the wilderness and He found me and He brought me back to the fold. And now my focus is on Him. Glory to God.
Amen.
You can go to school and never hear anything about the Lord. You can go to the park and never hear anything about the Lord. You can go to the library and never hear anything about the Lord. You can go to your friend's house and never hear anything about the Lord. You can sit in your living room and watch that television and never hear anything about the Lord. But when you come to the house of God, it's all about Him.
Amen. Amen.
It's His house. It's His house. It ain't mine. It's not even yours.
Amen.
It's His.
Amen.
Dwelling in the house of God forever. It's His house. The focus ought to be on Him. The focus ought to be on the Shepherd. There's the right focus in the house of God. Quickly notice, secondly, there's also in verse 2, He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. In verse 5, Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of mine enemies. There's food for the soldiers in the house of God.
Amen.
If you're not in the army, if you're not a good soldier of the Lord Jesus Christ, this is going to go right over your head. And that's probably why church doesn't mean very much to you. But I'm telling you here today that I grow weary out there in the battlefield. I grow tired out there in the trenches for the Lord, fighting the battles against the devil and the world and the spirit of this old filthy world. Can I say something to you? If you're not in that army, if you're not a soldier in the army of God, you're not right with God, because that's where you belong. That's where you're supposed to be. The Bible says that the fields are white already under harvest, and that the harvest is plenteous, but the laborers are few. And the Bible says that we ought to endure hardness as good soldiers of the Lord Jesus Christ. And no man that warreth entangleth himself with the affairs of this life, so he may please the one who has chosen him to be a soldier, to be in battle. Listen, God has chosen you and saved you so that you would go forth into the battle for His glory.
Amen.
And when you do that, boy, every once in a while you just need to come home for some new rations.
Amen. That's good.
New food. New strength. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. What does sheep eat? They chew on that grass, don't they? Pasture's food for them. Pasture's food for them. Why does that shepherd lead them to the green pastures? Because that's where the food is.
Amen.
You can't eat. They don't eat dirt.
Amen.
He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. Why? So I can wash some of that grass down with that still water.
Amen.
It's food for the soldiers.
Amen.
I look at you, some of you, and I don't. It's not any of my business. I try to help you. I try to love you and try to feed you, but you're not in the army. You're defected. You have defected from the army of God. Oh, you're saved, but you're not in the battle. when I was in the Navy, we used to call it, well, in the Army, they call it AWOL, absent without leave, A-W-O-L. In the Navy, it was UA, you were unauthorized absence. You're not, you were supposed to be here, but you were unauthorized absent. You weren't here where you were supposed to be. It was time for you to gather up and muster together that morning at 9 o'clock and salute and render to, honors to the colors, and it was your duty section, and you know what you were? You just weren't there. There was a gap where you were supposed to be. And everybody knew it. And it was recorded. Oh, because they took roll.
Yep.
Hey.
Come on now.
They took roll.
Amen. Amen.
You're going to stand before God one day.
Yep.
And He's taking roll. Every time you're supposed to be here and you're not. Every time you're supposed to be in the battle and you're not. Every time you are AWOL.
Yep.
Every time you are UA. I was Navy, so I say UA. Why's the Navy got to be different? Not different, just better. Brother Eddie, I still love you. But listen, God's keeping records.
Amen. That's right.
But those of you who are in the battle and who are enduring hardness as good soldiers, you got to stop once in a while to eat.
Amen.
The shepherd leads those sheep around on the hillsides, and they'll go for a long time, many times, before he finds good pasture. But that's one thing that he's looking for his sheep is pasture. Why? So they can eat.
Amen.
Clear, cool water so they can wash it down, so they can drink, so they can quench their thirst. You have to stop once in a while and replenish your nourishment. You need to strengthen your spirit. You need to strengthen your soul. You need to refuel your heart and your mind and get your focus back on the shepherd again and feed everything. Listen, because this old world wears it away.
Amen.
It's food for the soldiers. The Bible says in 1 Peter chapter 5, verse 2, you don't have to turn there, but telling the pastor to feed the flock of God which is among you, taking the oversight thereof, not by constraint, but willingly, not for filthy lucre, but of a ready mind. My job, God calls a man to be an under-shepherd, under Jesus Christ, to take God's word, food for your soul, and feed you.
Amen.
Feed you. The full soul, however, loatheth in honeycomb. But to the hungry soul, every bitter thing is sweet. You know why some of you aren't even listening right now? Because you're so full of this world, you don't care about what God says. You're not hungry at all for what the Bible has to say. And you're not even listening to me. You're missing out.
Yeah, man. That's right.
You're going to be wandering back. Listen, the shepherd's trying to lead you where you need to be. But yet you're here, body and mind, somewhere else. And this is not going to help you a bit. This is not going to feed you a bit. This is not going to change your life at all. Because you're not hungry for this. You're hungry for what the world has to offer. Oh, you're going to get it. Just give me a few more minutes and you can get right back out there and get yourself full of that filth. But for those of you that are in the battle,
amen,
you come to church hungry.
Amen.
I've been really meditating lately on the prodigal son in Luke chapter 16. Where he left home, he said, Father, give me that part of that belongeth to me. And he left home and he went to a far country and he lived it up, riotous living. He wasted everything he had. He lost all of his finances. He lost all of his friends. He no longer had any more fun. And he found himself wallowing around with the hogs and trying to eat what they were eating. And he realized, I'm hungry.
Yep. Come on.
I'm hungry for what I used to get back home.
Amen.
And that is what led him home.
Yep. That's right.
I'm hungry.
Amen.
hungry. I'm hungry for the truth. And see, Jesus, my shepherd, my good shepherd. There's a lot of bad shepherds out there, but I'm talking about the good shepherd, amen. I'm talking about the Lord, my shepherd. I'm talking about the one who takes me to feed me in the green pastures, where there's ample food, where there's plenty of still waters. You know, sheep can't drink from rushing waters. It's running too fast. They can't drink from it. They're too weak. They're too afraid of it. It moves too much. That's why it says still waters. Why? Because there's no problem just going over there and just drinking it up. It's still.
It's good.
It's green pastures.
Amen.
They won't eat dry brown grass, dead grass. It doesn't do it. They don't want it. They want green pastures. They need green pastures. They need clear, still waters.
Amen.
In the house of the Lord. Not full of contamination, not full of corruption, not full of nasty, well, anyway. Not Denton City water, I promise you that. I love my shepherd.
Amen.
I wish I could get you to understand who He really is. I wish I could get you to understand how much He's trying to help you this morning. Come to church, you focus on the shepherd, not yourself. Or you won't get anything out of it. Come to church, the food for the soldiers. But if you're not in the battle, you won't get anything out of it. Verse 3, it's also a fix for my soul. He restoreth my soul. He leadeth me in the paths of, watch this next word now, righteousness. For His name's sake. See, there's physical illnesses. There's physical weariness. But there's also spiritual ailments, spiritual sickness. It, quite frankly, unrighteousness, sin. You call it what you want to call it, but the Bible calls it sin. And Jesus leads us. He restores our soul. How does He restore our soul, Brother Anthony? He leads us out of unrighteousness into the paths of righteousness.
Amen.
He's restoring my soul. What does that mean? That means my soul was not where it needed to be, but it's been restored.
Amen.
It's been brought back to mint condition. Restored. You know what revival is? It's restoration of what we used to be, bringing back to where we want, where we used to be. A restoration of my soul. Oh man, my body's going to be tireder than it used to be. My hair is going to be grayer. No matter what I do, it's going to keep getting gray. And I'm probably going to put on a few pounds, or maybe not, depending on what I eat or how much I exercise. But none of that, listen, all of that has to do with my physical. I'm talking about, though, our soul right now. We need our soul to be restored daily. We need our soul to be restored. And the only way it's going to happen is when we come running to the house of God, running to the good shepherd, and He restores our soul. How does He do that, brother? By leading us into righteousness.
Amen.
Righteousness. Let me stop and park right here for a minute. The reason your soul is weary, the reason that we get like that, is because of unrighteousness.
Amen.
The reason a Christian falls from grace, the reason a Christian gets out of church, is because of unrighteousness.
Right.
When you stay in church, you're going to be led in the paths of righteousness.
Amen.
That is where God dwells. He is holy. He is righteous.
Amen.
He is pure. He is clean. He is God.
Amen.
And He's going to lead in the paths of righteousness.
Yes, sir.
For His name's sake. For His name's sake. For His name's sake.
Amen.
His name is holy.
Amen.
His name is wonderful.
Yep.
His name is wonderful. His name is wonderful, Jesus my Lord. He is the mighty King, Master of everything. His name is wonderful, Jesus my Lord.
Amen. That's right.
He's the great Shepherd, Rock of all ages. Almighty God is He. Bow down
Amen.
Before Him. Love and adore Him. His name is wonderful, Jesus, my Lord.
Amen. That's right. Amen.
I don't want to go anywhere that He's not leading me.
Amen. Amen.
I don't want to go in any other path that He's not leading me. Listen to me, young people and old people, and I'm not looking at anybody. You got to be careful when you say something like that. Don't look at anybody, or they'll think you're looking at them. Young people and old people.
Amen.
Righteousness is health.
Amen.
Righteousness is strength.
That's right.
Righteousness is godliness. Righteousness is where God will lead you. If you have an unrighteous life, you're not following Jesus. If you are riddled with sin, you're not following Jesus. If your home is full of unrighteousness, you're not following Jesus. Stop fooling yourself. Stop trying to make excuses. It's not Jesus leading you there.
Amen.
He leads in the paths of righteousness.
That's right.
Amen. Righteousness. And that is the only way you're going to be restored.
Amen.
Broken down Christians everywhere I look. Rusted out. Useless. Not worthless, but useless.
Amen.
They have all kinds of worth to God. They're just not being used of God because they're rusted out in unrighteousness and sin. In the house of the Lord, the Word of God, the Word of righteousness is going to lead you back to righteousness.
Amen.
To restore you. Not to hurt you. To restore you.
Amen.
Not to break you down. To put you back together.
Amen.
Yes.
Amen.
It's a fix for my soul. It's revival.
Yep.
Hey man, a good church service, if you'll just come to church hungry, you'll leave revived.
Yep.
Why? Because it's Bible, amen. It's righteousness. It's truth. It's glory.
Amen.
But if you don't come hungry, you're going to leave the same way you came.
Amen.
It's a fix for my soul. It's a flock of sheep. What do I mean by that? In verse 4, yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. Thou art with me, thy rod and thy staff comfort me. Thou art with me, the shepherd's with me, but so are the other sheep. I'm talking about it's a flock of sheep. I'm talking about there's other people there just
Amen.
Like you.
Amen.
There's other people in that house of God, in that church that have gone through, that are going through, that will go through the same things you're going through. There's other people who have understanding of what I'm talking about. There's other people there who know what it means to be led in the paths of righteousness. There's other people there who have been saved recently or saved for a long time, but they know that Jesus Christ is the shepherd and following Him is the answer to restore my soul, is food, is in it, but that flock of fellowship and family. I'm talking about something you can't get out there.
Amen. Amen.
You there. You can't get it out there.
Amen.
And you can't get it in any old church either.
That's right.
Because it's not preaching righteousness.
Amen.
Righteousness has to do with everything about life. Every aspect of life has a righteous and an unrighteous side.
Amen.
Everything. Everything.
That's right.
Every decision you make, you choose righteousness or you choose unrighteousness. But when you come to church, the flock of God there, you get to learn from each other. You get to feed off of each other. You're encouraged, you're exhorted, you're persuaded. You see that there's other people like you. And it helps strengthen numbers, unity, togetherness. I'm talking about help from the rest of the flock.
Amen.
Help from the rest of the flock. Now, listen to me. The flock who decides that they don't want to follow the shepherd and they're leading, going in their own direction, well, they're not going to help you much. Quite frankly, let me just say this to you. Be careful with them.
Amen. Amen.
Because there can still be people in church, in their bodies, but yet in their hearts and their minds, like I said earlier, they're far, far away. Be careful with them.
Amen.
Encourage them. Love them. But don't follow them.
Amen.
Follow the shepherd. Follow righteousness. Follow truth. Amen. Follow the word of God. Follow the shepherd.
Yep.
Don't follow the ones that are wandering off.
Amen.
Let the shepherd go get them.
That's right.
Don't you follow them. Boy, it's good to be around other Christians, though. I love to be a good day. You know, a good day at church is any day at church. But it's always a blessing to be around other Christians, to see other Christians growing in the Lord, and to see people start singing that didn't used to sing before, and see people starting to give that didn't used to give, and see people come back on Sunday nights that didn't used to come back, and see people come back on Wednesdays, and then see people start going soul winning, and then see people start to dress like they're supposed to dress. Boy, what a blessing it is. It's an encouragement. God gave us the church for a reason. Amen. We ought to cherish it. We ought to want to be in the house of the Lord forever. Every day.
Amen. That's good. Amen.
You can't find that out there.
Amen.
You're not going to find it out there. And I close. It's focus on the shepherd. It's food for the soldier. It's a fix for the soul. And it's also the flock around me. I don't have to walk through those valleys alone. Let me show you some other verses before I go on. Look at Psalm chapter 10, verse 14. Psalm chapter 10, verse 14. Thou hast seen it, for thou beholdest mischief and spite to requite it with thy hand. The poor committeth himself unto thee. Thou art the helper of the fatherless. Who's that? That's the same shepherd. Thou. That same thou. What do I mean by that, church? Listen to me. I'm saying that there's some people who just don't have a father at home. If they do, he's not a father to them. It also means those that don't have a heavenly father need help more than anybody else. And listen, I'm saying to you today that in the house of God, God wants to be a helper to those who don't have help in this world.
Amen, preacher. Amen.
A helper, the fatherless. We have bus children that we pick up and we bring to church on purpose. We have other people that come to church and they don't have a home life like you may have. They don't have the benefits and the blessings that you might have. But listen to me, they can still come to church.
Amen.
And they can still have a preacher love them.
Amen.
And they should have other Christians love them.
Yes, sir. Amen.
Love that they don't get anywhere else. God help us if we look down on them. Look in chapter 27 of Psalm 27, verse 10. When my father and my mother forsake me, then the Lord will take me up. Oh, what a blessed verse.
Amen.
God is never going to forsake you. And when you come to the house of God, listen to me. You come to the house of God, you're reminded of that. You're reminded of the truth that you don't have. Listen, you may not have that father and that mother. You may not have they may be divorced. They may be split up. They may be in the world. They may be in sin. They may be gone. They may be passed away. But no matter what, there is a Father in heaven who will love you. And when you come to His house, amen, He's always got His arms open for you.
Amen.
Amen.
Yeah.
Amen. Psalm 68, verse 5. Psalm 68, verse 5. A father of the fatherless and a judge of the widows is God in His holy habitation. You know what that word habitation means? House.
Amen.
His holy dwelling place. God in His house is a father of the fatherless, a judge of the widows. Now, what does that mean? That means, listen, ladies, if you don't have a husband who is right with God, if he can still be alive, but spiritually you're a widow. You don't have a husband to lean on. You don't have a man to lean on for your spiritual strength and health. Listen, you need to be in church. You need to stay faithful to the house of God. Right here. I'm not your husband. I'm your preacher, but He's your shepherd, and He's your father, and He's everything you need. He's everything. Christ is all I need. All I need. All that thrills my soul is Jesus. He is everything to me. The lily of the valleys. He's the bright and morning star. He's my shepherd. He's my Savior. He's Jesus, my King, my Lord. Do you know Him today? Without Him, I would be hopeless. Without Him, life would be in vain. Without Him, I would be a ship without a sail. I would be on a stormy sea without an anchor, without Christ. But in Him, I'm His. I belong to Him. He's mine and I am His.
Amen. That's right.
He's my Father. He's my strength. His arms are everlasting. And I can lean on those everlasting arms. And I want to dwell in His house forever. Why would I want to go anywhere else?
Amen.
Ask yourself that this morning. Where are you going to find all that? Nowhere else.
Amen.
Nowhere. When you get to heaven, it's all going to be sight. But right now, though, you have everything you're going to have in heaven.
Amen.
Except for sinless body, but you have everything you're going to have in heaven in the house of God.
Amen.
I'm afraid some of you are going to be sorely disappointed when you get to heaven. There's not going to be television. There ain't going to be wicked video games where you slash people's throats and you laugh about it. There ain't going to be none of that filth in heaven.
Amen.
Everybody's going to be dressed in heaven.
Amen.
Nobody's going to be sleeping with somebody who's not their wife.
Amen. Amen.
None of that.
Amen. It's good.
And by the grace of God, there ain't going to be none of that here either.
Amen.
If it is, you're not going to be comfortable.
Amen.
This ought to be the closest thing, because this is the house of God.
Amen. Yeah. Amen.
And you ought to long, you ought to run to the house of God.
Yep.
Have to call you, have to beg you, have to remind you, have to text you, have to send the emails, have to come to your house. My soul, where, what do you want? This is the house of God.
Amen.
If you're going to be sick, if you're sore, just come be sore here.
Amen.
I mean, if you're contagious, okay, yeah. Stay home. But read your Bible and turn the TV off.
Amen.
But if you're not contagious, if you're not vomiting or otherwise, why aren't you here? You can hurt here just like you hurt there.
Yep.
This is the house of God. You're missing out on everything that I'm telling you today. You're missing out when you just stay home for no reason.
Come on, preacher. Amen.
That's what I'm trying to get across to you today.
Yes, sir.
You're missing out. The last verse says, surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. Surely goodness and mercy. When I was little, I was a child. I thought as a child. I acted as a child. And I used to hear that, surely goodness and mercy. I used to think, who is Shirley? Who is Shirley? Okay, never mind. No. I thought that was funny. It's not Shirley, though. It's not a lady's name. It's surely. It means certainly. It means without fail. It means undoubtedly. It means infallibly. It means goodness and mercy are going to follow me all the days of my life as long as I dwell in the house of the Lord.
Amen.
Somebody put it like this one time. The Lord is my shepherd. He leadeth me. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me. He's the shepherd. They're the sheepdogs. You ever seen a sheepdog work? The shepherd's out here, but boy, those sheepdogs are around nipping at those sheep. Keeping them in line. Keeping them together. I mean, they're running around the flocks, running around. Ah, you ever seen a sheepdog work? It's amazing. It doesn't do anything. It just barks and nips at them a little bit, and they're wandering. They start to wander a little bit. Here comes the sheepdog and keeps them all together. The shepherd's leading, but the sheepdogs are back here keeping them all together. Don't you wander off.
Amen.
That's God's goodness and mercy. The sheepdogs.
Amen.
Following you.
Yep.
Reminding you when you get out of the house of God.
Yes,
hey, where are you going?
Amen.
They're not anger and wrath. They're not condemnation and guilt. It's goodness and mercy.
Amen. That's good.
Amen. The goodness of the Lord leads us to repentance.
That's right.
The mercy of God smites our hearts when we start cursing God and wandering away.
Amen. Yep.
The blood of Christ pierces our soul. When we remember what He did and His mercy, and when we start wandering off, boy, that grips our hearts.
Amen.
And when we find something better to do, and when we get away from the house of God, by the way, when you get away from the house of God, you're getting away from God. You cannot deny that.
Amen.
And you're getting away from everything that I've said today.
Yep.
I want to dwell in the house of the Lord forever.
Amen.
Say we're going to have a revival in 3 weeks, 4 weeks. We just had a missions conference. Yes! Amen! Glory to God! Let's do it again.
Amen.
By the way, all you got to do is come and sit down. I got to do all the work.
That's good.
Yeah, see, Mr. Felix says, that's good. You do all the work. I'll just come sit. I'm not doing all the work. Miss Fogg is doing all the work. I just get to stand up there and look like I'm busy. By the way, y'all ought to thank Miss Fogg for all the work she did in Missions Conference. You can applaud, but I mean, just be thankful. Be thankful. But anyway, I'm done. You can't find that anywhere else, church. You can't find that anywhere else. I don't have time to go to John chapter 10. If I did, I would, but there's one good shepherd, and then there's a bunch of hirelings. There's one good shepherd that leads through the door. There's a bunch of other hirelings that are doing things for money, for filthy lucre, and then when the wolves come, all they do is run. Oh no, forget this. I didn't buy this. I'm not here for this. And they're gone, and they leave their sheep wide open. There's one good shepherd. His name is Jesus, who stays with his sheep, protects his sheep, and dies for his sheep. I want to stay in his house forever. Let me ask you one question before we leave. If you died right now, if your heart stopped beating right now, you took one last breath and it was the last one you ever took and you fell over dead, do you know for sure, without a doubt, that you would be in heaven? Raise your hand. I know I'm going to heaven, preacher. I know I'm saved. You can put your hands down. Heads are bowed, eyes are closed. No one looking around, please.